you know, a formal standpoint, the BZA did adopt on Tuesday night their negative findings of fact, which basically support the decision against the project. You know, I will say that we disagree with several of those findings. We don't think that they're consistent with the solar ordinance and the regulations that are in there, which, among other things, you know, for example, specifically allow for a solar farm to be built in an agricultural district under a special exception. You know, on top of that, I think that there were several other factors, not all reflected in the, you know, the negative findings of fact. And we were actually humbled, I would say, by the feedback that we received. You know, over the past several weeks, we've taken a lot of that feedback and incorporated it into our second filing, which is now in front of the county. And so things like setbacks and a drainage plan and decommissioning plan and landscaping plan, all of these things were areas where people felt they wanted more detail. And we took that to heart. And we've now provided much more detail in all of those areas and others in our second application.
And as you mentioned, those are all things that were a part of discussions, a part of conversation. Do you have hopes that maybe more of that in black and white will make a difference this next time around?
Yeah, we certainly do have hopes. We're trying to address all of the questions that we've received on these major topics. We want to be open and transparent about all of them and provide, you know, as much detail as we can. I will say that there, you know, the ordinance requires certain bits of information at different times. Mm-hmm. So these things that I'm talking about, like, for example, the drainage plan and the decommissioning plan, are not technically required for a special exception. They're actually required later in the process during a review with what's called the Technical Advisory Committee. And so we were looking down the road a little bit at those things. But all of that said, we're happy to provide that information now. I think it will benefit not only our project, but, you know, the community understanding of our project.
The reapplication, is that something that is already in place, on file? And if so, what does that mean as far as the upcoming timetable?
Sure. Yes, it is on file. The second application, the new and improved application, as I like to call it. And so things like, you know, setbacks, increased setbacks, maybe we'll just talk about that for a minute. You know, there we have taken to heart the feedback from a lot of the abutter meetings that we've had and with neighbors to the project and so forth. And specifically, we've increased the setbacks to 300 feet between solar panels and a neighboring non-participating home. That's equal to three times what the county actually requires. And actually, it's the greater of 300 feet or 150 feet from a property line. So in some cases, it could actually exceed 300 feet from a home. But again, that's three times what the county requires. And other things like landscaping plans and details around that, we've actually increased our requirements for the number of ornamental trees and evergreens to buffer the project from non-participating homes. Equal to 3 to 4 times what the county requires. And other elements of the plan, drainage details and decommissioning plan. Actually, the decommissioning plan is already on file with the county, and the drainage plan will be very soon. As far as timetable, we're looking ahead. I think the earliest that we could come in front of the BZA would be January 8th at their meeting. In January, but we do want to allow enough time for, you know, understanding of our application, make sure people get all of the facts out there. And so we're not rushing it per se. But yeah, at the earliest, January 8th would be the next hearing.
There's another significant piece of news in recent days that accompanies the timetable of the reapplication. That's the fact that there is a buyer for the energy that would be produced.
Yes. Yeah, and we're really excited to announce this. we have signed a contract for the full output of the project, the full 200 megawatts with Wabash Valley Electric. And as folks know, Wabash provides power to many member co-ops in the state of Indiana. And so we're very proud of the fact that this and the energy, the electricity from this project will go to power, you know, Hoosier customers throughout northern and central Indiana. So folks in rural areas, farmers, rural businesses, others who depend on affordable, you know, reliable electricity, they're going to have the benefit of this project.
That would seem to further... How do I want to say this? Further supply some emphasis to the economic impact of a proposed solar farm.
We think so. The fact is you cannot build projects like this without a long-term power contract. You need that in order to finance the project. So the fact that we have one makes this project all the more real. And the benefits that are going to come from this project to Shelby County are now all the more real. And we're looking forward to, you know, the local approvals through the BZA and other boards. But with the Wabash Valley contract already in place, that's one huge milestone that the project has already achieved.
Pete, coming off that meeting, the BZA at the Strand Theater that culminated the first round of the activity with local government, this is my opinion. I felt that coming out of that meeting, part of the decision was so subjective as opposed to objective. And if it had been objective, there could have been a number of things you check off that we can all agree on, we may debate upon, but at least we can agree on, okay, point A was done, point B was not, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that a lot of what happened was subjective. Is that difficult to overcome, even with a reapplication, even with reapplying so much information to this another time around?
Yeah, Johnny, I would agree with you. I mean, we firmly believe that we met or exceeded all of the requirements of the solar ordinance, which was adopted less than a year ago by a margin of 9-0 by the Plan Commission and then 2-1 by the county commissioners. We feel that we met all the requirements and we were disappointed in the decision. However, you know, I think a challenge for us, you know, related to what you're talking about is making sure that the public understands the benefits of this project. So we've been trying to do more outreach. We just sent out a countywide mailer to make sure people understand what this project is and what it entails. And we're doing just more outreach in general, and we're trying to get, you know, education and awareness out there. There's also now a Facebook page for not just the project, actually. It's more broadly related to clean energy in Shelby County. That's called Shelby County Citizens for Power Progress. That's actually led by not us. It's led by folks in the community. But we certainly appreciate what they're doing and support it.
One final thing, and I should have asked this earlier in the process, but there is a legal side of this, and with a timeline in place, there is a court notice we should at least note as well.
Yes. Thanks for bringing that up. Under Indiana statute, you know, petitioners have 30 days to file an appeal of any decision. And that 30 days was up yesterday. We did decide to file an appeal of the BZA's original decision because we, as I stated earlier, we firmly believe that we met or exceeded all of the requirements of the special exception. And in order to preserve our original case, we really had to file that appeal. Now, that said, our strong preference is to ultimately get approval for this project through the BZA and not through the legal system. And so we have communicated with the county that we're perfectly happy to work with them to stay the appeal until the results of the second application. And hopefully we have a positive outcome through that process.
Anything we haven't talked about that we should?
I would encourage folks to you know, visit our second application. You know, I've talked about the ways that we have improved it and exceeded what the county requires. You know, we are trying to balance very much the property rights of owners, our leaseholders who have chosen to participate in this project, and their neighbors. We think we've struck a pretty good balance there. And, you know, we just want folks to understand what we've done to improve the project.